"Jeeves," I hollered, springing through the timber of 3A Berkeley Mansions. "Good evening, sir," my man replied, emerging, as is his habit, from out of the jungle mists.
"We've cracked it."
"Sir, the crossword." "Very good, sir. The Times crossword." I was not aware the Sporting Times carried a crossword, sir.
"The Times, Jeeves."
"I see, sir." He paused. "When you say we, sir."
"We means me,
plus the massed ranks of the membership committee. I don't think I've seen that rabble so intently focused since we disguised Bingo Little as a postman to steal Graydon Hogg's mail." I recall that episode keenly, sir. We both stared down at the carpet, somber reflection. "Anyway, I've spent a long and arduous luncheon deciphering this." I lifted the paper aloft. He looked surprised.
"The entire crossword, sir."
"Heavens no, just 14 down.
Loot, sir."
"You've done it?"
"Yes, sir."
"The whole bally box?"
"Naturally, sir.
I find it an engaging way to pass the time while your eggs are boiling or your bath is running, whichever is the shorter."
"And you memorize them?"
"That would imply too active an effort, sir, though I tend to recall them for a week or so." This all seemed highly unlikely, even for one with so capacious a hat size, and so I unfolded the paper and put him to the test. 7 down, death before 100 is dry enough.
"Demisec, sir."
"Demisec, sir? Doesn't fit, doesn't even make sense."
"Forgive me, sir. Demisec, sir."
"Eh?"
"Demise, meaning death, before C, the Roman numeral for 100, giving demisec, which is dry enough."
"Like the champagne. Clever."
"All right, let's see. 23 across, exhaling very, very loudly during exercise."
"Pfft, sir."
"No use pfting, Jeeves, that's what it says here."
"Forgive me, sir, you misapprehend. The answer is pfft."
"How on earth do you fathom that?"
It was, according to Jeeves, embarrassingly simple. The musical term for very, very loudly is fortissimo, the abbreviation of which is FFF, and this occurs during, that is to say, in the middle of, exercise, as represented by the abbreviation for physical training, PT.
"Is p-p-p-p-t even a word?"
"A degree of latitude is commonly permitted with onomatopoeia, sir."
"Is it now?"
"What about 31 down, short dash to attempt admission, 5 letters?"
"Well, sir, hold your ponies. I'm determined to unriddle this sphinx alone.
But can you ensure they start delivering a second copy of the Times?"
"Very good, sir."
He brushed an invisible mote of dust from his sleeve.
"Incidentally, sir, the decorators are here."
I groaned. For several months, Jeeves had been vexing me to upspiff my bedroom as part of an elaborate scheme of improvements to the rooms I call home. He is firmly of the opinion that the smell of fresh paint should never be far from one's nostrils, that carpeting should be as lush as forest moss, and that sofas should be chucked away after each and every sitting. I have, in more jaundiced moods, wondered if he's taking backhanders from the furniture department of Harrods.
"Is this vital, Jeeves? Might we not let sleeping rooms lie?"
"I could not recommend further delay, sir. The paintwork has seen better days and the brocade is piling most distressingly." He handed me the card of an outfit called Dix and Rudge, and I followed him to my boudoir, where two overalled painters were busy with measuring tape, discordantly whistling Sunny Boy like kettles competing to boil. "Permit me to introduce, sir, Mr. Fred Dix and Mr. Charles Rudge." Charlie wiped and extended his hand.
"Afternoon, Chief. Nice gaff you got here."
"I should cocoa," nodded Fred. "Very choice."
"How long is this all going to take?" I said a little stiffly, irked that my inner sanctum was so densely populated.
"That depends, Chief. Were you wanting paper or paint?"
"Paper." Charlie indrew his breath with practiced concern.
"Room this size?"
He turned to Fred, and together they launched into an effortless crosstalk of palladium patter acts. "Furniture out, dust sheets up, strip back, rub down, sugar water, lining paper, cornice and skirting, sockets and switches, make good, furniture back." Charlie shook his head.
"The thing is, Gov, how long is your proverbial piece of string?"